Chapter 1. My First God Dare. The first time I heard the God Dare, it didn't have a name. I only knew this. I was headed one way, and God dared me and my husband to go in the complete opposite direction. My husband Mike and I had gotten married just a couple of years earlier, and at the time we lived in a 720-square-foot condo in trendy Greenwich Village in Manhattan. Both of us were pursuing promising careers in the Broadway musical theater world, Mike as a conductor and musical director on Broadway and Radio City Music Hall, and me as an aspiring Broadway actress and singer. We'd met a couple of years earlier in 1981 on the national tour of The King and I when I co-starred opposite Yul Brynner. I'll share more of our story later, but I was blessed to perform as the leading lady on tour, and Mike acted as associate conductor, and we really and truly fell in love across the footlights. 2 years earlier, we'd become devout Christians, and a year later, I gave birth to our daughter, Francesca. As we grew in our relationship with the Lord, an uneasy feeling about our chosen professions began to well up in us both, as the music and theater worlds are not typically known as God-honoring industries. I found it increasingly necessary to turn down auditions for morally questionable projects, and my theatrical agents were none too happy about it. I realize now God allowed deep testing in our lives by bringing sizable opportunities for fame and fortune to see where our hearts truly resided. Would we choose the narrow path? Would we follow our good shepherd? Would we lay down the life we loved? I remembered receiving an offer from a producer in South Africa to come and perform in The King and I for several months, and I'd just found out I was pregnant. He wanted to pay me a lot of money, but apartheid was at its height, and I knew there was no way I was going to South Africa. He kept calling and sweetening the deal, but even with all his flattery, I stood firm, knowing there was no way, morally, I could go, not to mention being pregnant and wearing hoop skirts. A rising and uncomfortable sense about our life choices continued to creep in. One rainy night, as Mike and I watched a preacher on Christian TV, we felt as if he suddenly pointed right at us through the screen, saying something about, "You actors and musicians who think you can live a hypocritical life, God is telling you to lay down your careers and come out from among them." Whoa, Nellie! Now that got our attention. I don't typically make life-altering decisions based on what I see on television, but the TV preacher merely confirmed what Mike and I already sensed. The Broadway theater world, the lights, the fame, the backstage glow and glamour of New York City, no longer felt like home. Ultimately, we listened to that still, small voice nudging at our hearts and decided to make a major 90-degree lifestyle shift. I do believe many are called to the arts and theater. However, as baby Christians, God knew our hearts and likely also knew temptation and compromise would rear their ugly heads. Our first God dare required us to completely walk away from the music and theater worlds and lay down our hopes and dreams for fame and fortune. Let me assure you, giving up your life...